This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo, along with, I call him the wingman. He's the wingman for every podcast. That's Evan Jenkins, the webmaster. Here at 97.1 The Ticket. And Evan, the Red Wings are off to a absolutely wonderful start, and they got Patrick Kane now. But this podcast is about drafts, prospects, and the future. And I think the one thing that's really good, in addition to most of the players, heck, virtually all the players that Yzerman has acquired, veteran presence, their minor league system continues to develop and develop pretty well. So this is kind of, hey, you know, where are they at that way after we've had a pretty good chunk of the season? The first thing I would address is who's going to help them this year. If there's somebody that can come up this year and help them out of their minor league system, I would say that right now, Simon Edvinson, who was their first round draft pick a couple years ago, big 6'6" defenseman, he would help him if he came up. Simon Edvinson, and I've watched several of the Grand Rapids games, is, you know, definitely ready for the NHL right now. You could pop him in. He could be on your power play. He could play regular shift. He is developing very nicely. Steve Yzerman in the past has basically put some players in the minor leagues and said, hey, I'm just going to leave them there and let them develop, and then the next year work at it. And that's probably where he is with Edvinson, I would assume, simply because he's got a pretty deep D-core and with a lot of veteran guys. But if there's a rash of injuries or something, Simon Edvinson definitely can play in the league right now. He's scoring at a pretty good pace. He's got like, I don't know, it's not a point a game, but it's like 3/4 of a point a game. Gets a lot of power play time, gets a lot of ice time, and all the little things that defensemen do in the NHL that they have to refine, he does. He's a lot smarter with the puck. He plays somewhat physically, defensively. He's played well. He's plus player, and he's doing very well. So that's a player you may see this year, and that's a player that may have some impact. The other part that is important here is the World Junior Championships are coming up.
Ooh.
And the yeah, it's a little weird, isn't it?
I mean, it's what you like.
Well, I got to give credit. Will Birchfield watches it like me. You know, remember that one day we came in and was like, hey, we got to get the TV on. And it was some USA Sweden game. And people were looking at us like we were, and we're watching it like the Lions are in the Super Bowl.
I was one of those people looking at you like, what's going on right now?
Rushing in. Or, did I miss anything? But the Red Wings, there are three players that to look for in that. One is the goaltender from Michigan State. Michigan State is leading the Big Ten right now in hockey. They held their own over the weekend against Minnesota, even though they lost the last game. And they've done well. They're atop the standings in the Big Ten. One of the reasons is Trey Augustine, the goalie that was taken in the second round by the Red Wings last year. His upside is extraordinary. He has a chance to be a great goalie. And Kosa has held his own in Grand Rapids. The save percentage is over 90%. So between the two of them, Sebastian Kosa and Trey Augustine, there's a high probability that the Red Wings will have an established goaltender with the possibility of maybe a star in the future. But Augustine, he played on the World Junior team last year, came to them from the Michigan State, from the U.S. Developmental Program. He's really, really good, and it'll be interesting to see how he does. Nate Danielson, the Red Wings' first pick, seventh overall, he was playing for Brandon. He got off to kind of a slow start out in the Western Hockey League, but now he's up to a point a game. He's played better lately. His plus-minus is good, too. He's a plus player, plus four. Watched him some. His team's a little bit better this year. Got off to kind of a slow start after playing so well for the Red Wings in the preseason and then going back to junior hockey. It was a little bit different. But he is on the Canadian roster on the World Juniors team. And it'll be interesting to see if he makes it into the regular rotation. You know, they still could have some cuts before that. But that'll be a big tournament for his development and a chance for everybody to see him. And Axel Sedin Palacka was taken 17th overall by the Red Wings in the first round. He has had having an outstanding season. In Sweden, he's got 8 goals, which is a high number. He hasn't had as many assists. He's got a little bit of a Cy Young number there, 8-4, but that's what they call it, you know, Cy Young numbers when you have more goals than assists. So, but, he moves the puck exceptionally well. And, Evan, I think he's a top end prospect. And I think a lot of people do. The Hockey News came out, you know, with its rankings of players under 21, Augustine was on that list. Palacka should have been. Danielson obviously held his own. But those are three players that are developing very nicely. And you'll get a chance to see Sedin Palacka play in the World Juniors. And he should be one of their, you know, go-to guys. He's a little older. Sweden, they don't even play the younger players. They always play the older players at those levels. But this kid will, you know, he's going to get a lot of ice time. And if Sweden, which is always does well in international tournaments, cause there's so much talent there, it'll be important.
What is the age limit for that World Juniors? Like what is the cap at?
It's 20.
Okay.
20 or under. So you got a lot of,
say that those are the old guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's called the World Under 20. They have an 18 tournament too, and they got a lot of cool tournaments, but this is the big one. You know, in Canada, it's almost like the NCAA tournament. If Canada doesn't win, they go into some kind of, funk. They're just very upset about it. And it's nothing like seeing the American flag raising up there. By the way, the Red Wings, 43% of their team, you know where they come from?
I'm going to guess North America, since you just asked that.
United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Red Wings have more players from the U.S. than any other country.
Is that unique for Steve Yzerman? Isn't he usually a favoritism towards Canadian guys?
No, he doesn't play that game. Steve Yzerman, would take anybody, anywhere, anytime, and he's proven that. And his drafts have shown that, too. I mean, it's not about – you know, where the players come from. He doesn't have any of that. Their actually roster is pretty balanced that way.
Okay.
But they have a lot of players from just here in the state of Michigan, which tells you that because hockey's so strong in this state, there are so many great players from the state that if you sign a few of those players, it can augment your roster a great deal. I mean, Larkin really wants to play here, right? That's why he signed long-term.
Yeah.
Brinkett really wanted to play here. That's why he's here. Jeff Petrie has always, you know, wanted to come back and play for the Red Wings, and now he gets an opportunity. Comfer went to Michigan where he played, and even though he's from an Illinois kid, you know, he wanted to come here. So they've got a lot of players that are from this state, and that's I think it helps them a little more than some of the other sports around here when it comes down to procuring free agents. It's also because it's a border city with Canada. I think that's something that also helps them. Doesn't help them so much with players from the, you know, other parts of the USA, maybe the East Coast or, sure. You know, in the Minnesota, Wisconsin belt. But it definitely helps them in a lot of ways. And the fact that that U.S. developmental program is right here.
Yeah.
These players have been here, and they really like that aspect, and that's helped them. Other things, we're looking at the Grand Rapids. Look, they've got a lot of younger players down there who are getting considerable amount of ice time. They're not lighting up the score sheet. Sometimes they're getting batted around. Marco Casper, who's taken eighth overall in a recent draft, he's getting a regular shift down there. He's not putting up a lot of points, but he's playing hard. And sometimes the physicality, I think, of the league is more than what it was in Sweden. And there's less ice space because they have the bigger rinks in Sweden. But, it's not like he's done or he's not going to do anything. He's adjusting to it. I think Cross Hannes has some upside. He has done some good things when I've watched. He doesn't seem to be overwhelmed by the level. But, again, he hasn't lit up the scoring sheet. He's got some goals. And when he has some goals, they're pretty nice. Carter Mazur has been back from injury, and he's played very well there. He's put some points up, a lot of penalty minutes. Third-round pick was one of the top college hockey players in the country from Denver, where they won the national championship, not this past year, but the year before. He's a tough kid, and he's doing pretty well down there. And he's another player that if they have some issues, they could pop him into the NHL, and he would do reasonably well, I think. And he'll get an opportunity, I think, at some point if there's some injuries. He's older in the college experience, but he's pretty darn good. Then you got others like Amadeus Lombardi. Look, man, he's a small kid who's outkicked the coverage as a fourth-round draft pick already. Every once in a while, you'll see some flashes from him where there's some brilliance, but not close to the NHL yet, but doing reasonably well at Grand Rapids. Somebody like William Wallander gets a regular shift, and he's doing okay. The big defenseman from Sweden that they took a couple years ago, late in the first round, with an extra pick, either late in the first round or early second. I'd have to look at that. It's like 30th overall, something along those lines. Played very well in Sweden. He's come over here, and there's an adjustment period. The forecheck is very intense over here, and the AHL is a really good league. So he's making that adjustment, and he's done reasonably well. But the point here is, Evan, as good as it's going at the big level, it's going better, going as well or as expected with their prospects. They're all basically on track, most of their main prospects. There hasn't been, I think, this year, some disappointment, you know, somebody that's supposed to be something and they're not. And particularly those three players that'll be at the World Juniors, Danielson, Sundin, Palaka, and Augustine are going to be really interesting to watch, and that's something that's coming up at the end of the month. I know you'll be tuned to it, Evan.
Absolutely. Is there anybody that maybe wasn't expected to perform at a high level that maybe is outperforming expectations?
I haven't seen that. I've seen, you know, there isn't like somebody that you look at and you say, wow, this guy's doing something that he shouldn't be doing. Pretty much everybody's doing about what is expected. There hasn't been some late pick or, you know, that's just come off the charts like we had last year with Amadeus Lombardi. You know, they drafted him in the fourth round, then he went off playing for Flint and, you know, got himself a NHL contract sooner than anybody could have anticipated. I don't see that. And nobody's like, you know, like totally out kicking the coverage. If anybody's doing that, it's Sadin Palaka. Okay. You know, I said this at the time of the draft, and I've said it since. And if they had taken Danielson where Palaka was taken and Palaka where Danielson was taken, it would have made more sense to me. Because Sandin Palaka is really, really good. But I anticipated that. I'm not surprised by it. But if you were to look at the draft, you know, how, you know, where he ended up being taken 17th overall, you could make a case that he's out kicking the coverage. But I wasn't the only one that thought he was really good. I mean, a lot of, there were a few of the draft gurus, you know, that put him up there high. He was a bit of a late bloomer. You know, he wasn't a kid that showed at 16 what he's showing now, that type of thing. But he's about 5'11", something like that. So he doesn't fit into the big trees. You know how they've got all these big trees, Edvinson, and, you know, just big, big players.
Sire's a big dude.
Yeah, and I don't know, some of their other products, like Tomitu and Bulliam, these guys that I didn't even mention, but they're huge defenseman, and that's what Eiserman's basically, his defense is going to be a bunch of big trees back there eventually. This is the puck mover. This is a guy who can take it right out of the end, and he can skate around some things to get you out of trouble, and he'll have some excellent power play skills. So I think he has a chance to be an outstanding NHL player. Of all the players that they have down there, with all due respect to Danielson, who did so well in the preseason, to Augustine, who's got an upside as a goalie, same with Kosa, and obviously Edvinson. I wouldn't surprise me if Sadin Palaka ends up being the best of those players. He's that good, I think.
Now, at the beginning, you mentioned how Patrick Kane's debut was Thursday evening. Does his addition, does that block any of the young guys from coming up?
No. That's, I think, one of the reasons that he did that, Steve Yzerman. The only thing they have to lose with Kane is money. It's $2.7 million. It's not my $2.7 million. It's theirs. And it also takes away maybe some of their flexibility later in the year to acquire a player.
Okay.
Because they took away some of that cap space that they had that other teams didn't have. It's a calculated risk. But in a certain sense, it's low risk, high reward that way. And no, there isn't a standout winger that they're blocking from being on their team. Their best forward in Grand Rapids, that's a prospect. You know, they got Hirose and some other players that are veteran players that they would have called up ahead of those prospects anyway. But their best players are the ones that I mentioned there. Lombardi's not ready for the NHL. Casper's not ready for the NHL, and he's a center. And Cross-Hannes isn't ready for the NHL, although he kind of has got a little kind of a poor man's Patrick Kane look about him. And
he's got a cool name.
Yeah, Cross-Hannes. from Texas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There you go. There's a guy
really?
From Texas. Yeah,
he's from Texas. He's like the kid in the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, well, they got a bunch of – that's the way the NHL is now. You'd be surprised where some of these kids are from in the United States. None of those guys are ready for the NHL right now, none of them. So it'd be like a minor league veteran type of guy that they would bring up to replace one of their forwards if they were injured.
Kai has kind of a – it might be a silly question to you, but I've just wondered this, like – in the NBA, like if your point guard goes down, you can move over a shooting guard. In the NFL, we've seen it with the Detroit Lions. If your guard goes down, you can put a tackle or vice versa. In the NHL, if a winger were to go down, could one of these young centers move over to that
position? Yes. Okay. Centers can move to wing in a lot of instances. It's a lot harder to have somebody who's been a winger and move them to center. But hockey is like the best baseball players when they're growing up, they play shortstop.
Right.
All right. And in hockey, the best forwards play center. So most players have been used to playing center and then they get bumped over to wing. It's a little harder to transition from wing, a traditional winger, to center.
Okay.
All right, so that's where it goes. It's what you don't see often. It happens once in a while. Is it's really difficult if you got defensemen that go down. You don't move a defenseman to forward or forward back to defense.
Okay.
Because the skill set is so different at that level. It happens rarely. Scotty Bowman, I think, wanted to teach Sergei Fedorov a lesson to put him back on D for a couple weeks. And, you know, he was Sergei Fedorov. He actually did okay back there. But for the most part, it's just something you don't see from that standpoint. But, yeah, centers, you know, you'll see a list of team. If you look at the roster, and it'll be like a ton of centers, and a lot of them end up playing wing. Like Michael Rasmussen would be an example of it. You know, a bigger guy. He's got some skill. He was a center growing up. But a lot of times you'll see him on the wing.
Do you think this team, because you asked me this question, I don't know if it was the last episode about the Red Wings or two ago, you asked me what my expectations were for the Red Wings, like just being an outsider looking in. And I said, I kind of expect them to make the playoffs just from what we've seen. Are they ahead of schedule in that stance, both in their minor leagues and the big club?
Not in the minor leagues. Yzerman's drafted extraordinarily well, and it takes time to develop. The big club, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it just shows you, though, how difficult their division is.
Yeah.
You know, they win an inordinate amount of wins. You know, they're not in first place.
Sure.
So, you know, it's like Florida is really good. Boston's, even though the Red Wings have beaten them, has got this incredible record again. And they're only like 2 points up on like the team that's in the wild card spot. So, you know, hockey, it's done purposely for parity. They have 2 points for a win, 1 point for an overtime loss. And it makes it real difficult to get separation.
Gotcha.
But I think they're scoring more than I thought they would. I mean, they're putting up a lot of goals.
I think I heard today they lead the league in goals scored, right?
Yeah, and their power play is really good. And they've got, and this is where you got to give Eisenman credit, a lot of depth. They score throughout their lineup. And, you know, and it's something that, you know, bodes well for them. I wonder about their goaltending, but Alex Lyon could be somebody that does some really good things for them in that area. That was a good signing. I've always said this, Eisenman has a good feel for goalies. And he played very well for the Panthers last year in some key games. That could be a development for him. But you look quietly, Moritz Seider is just coming on like gangbusters, man. You know, he is really playing well. Obviously, DeBrincat's had an effect on the team that's been good. Larkin, scoring a point a game, you know, and being very responsible defensively. They've gotten, you know, who's played well for them is JT Compher. You know, that was the one signing that had people kind of going, well, they're paying him a little too much for what he's played very well for them and has been very consistent. And he's a guy that can move from center to winger very easily. He's got great versatility. So there's a lot of things about that team. They're deep on D. They've got these veteran guys like Sherratt and Petrie, who they are able to move in and out of the lineup and keep them fresh and do some rotational things defensively. So they're a pretty good team. You know, they're a pretty good team. You know, people say, well, they don't have the big superstar like some other teams. I think you're underestimating what Larkin is. I think there's a little bit of Jonathan Toews in him, where he may not be like the guy that lights up the score sheet but plays so well. And DeBrincat, you know, gives them some offense. Players like Pirano pop into goals, you know. They've got a Robbie Fabry, you know, has scored.
Yeah.
And there's an aspect to them where it's like a different person. It'll be somebody who hasn't scored for a while, and then they'll have a game. It might be like Rasmussen the other day, or it might be Joe Valeno, who's an underrated player. Those two players from the previous regime have developed nicely and found niches. So they're not overwhelmed anymore that way. And, you know, Kostin and Christian Fisher and some of these other guys, you know, they give them some size, a little bit of nastiness that they were lacking. So Eisenman did an outstanding job during the offseason. So remember the summer when all these people were saying all these things about the – No, I mean, it kind of became a buzz. You'd have thought Eisenman was Troy Weaver.
Oh, yeah. That's why I asked you the question, because of the playoff thing. And
you know,
you're right, he was being heavily criticized.
I mean, it was like, you know, look, I got nothing against anybody. Station people have their opinion. But, you know, for people who follow hockey, it was kind of like, really? You know, I mean, you know, well, he has to make the playoffs this year, doesn't he? It's like, well, you know, there's a lot of circumstances. The guy inherited a total mess.
Yeah.
But I think the Red Wings are in pretty good shape. And if they don't make the playoffs and something goes south, Evan, they're in pretty good shape for the future. You know, this isn't like something that's 1 year and that's it. You know, it's a little bit like what the Lions are doing. I mean, hockey and football are so different. But if the Lions fade, they're still in pretty good shape for the future.
Yeah.
Which is different than what, you know, in the past it was like, well, you better win now, you know.
Ooh, so who's the better team in Detroit right now, Pat?
Well, I think it's the Lions. I mean, Lions are 9-3, man. Lions.
I know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask the question.
Lions are good.
We've never really sat in this position and said these words together. The Lions are good.
No, we haven't. Lions are good, you know. So I think the Lions – Yeah, but the Lions, here's the expectation for the Lions, that they get into the playoffs and win a game, right?
Yep.
That's what it is. You know, they win their division, get a home game, and win it against some half-ass NFC team. And then everything else from that is gravy because they're probably not as good as the Cowboys, 49ers, and Eagles. For the Red Wings, there's a lot more competition. They get into a first-round series, say they do make the playoffs. The team they're playing is going to be really, really good. It's not going to be the hockey equivalent of the Falcons or something.
Sure.
So that's the difference. I mean, they got a much, much, much tougher grind than the Red Wings or the Lions. And the next summer, the Tigers are going to be contenders. But partly that's because they're in a bad division.
Yes.
So, but anyway, I know you love the Tigers. I know you
love them.
Love them. So anyway, enjoyed the conversation like always. And please, you know, subscribe to us, iTunes Store, app, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com, download it. Gosh, you know, we appreciate all the different thing. And I think it's doing pretty well. People seem to like it. We get into
it. Really do, Pat. You sometimes get people going, but that's what we're here to do.
That's what we're here to do. And look, it's some things I can't talk about in such detail, you know, on the show, you know. Yeah. So
great outlet.
It's a great outlet for it. And check out my columns, too. They're posted. Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. The King of the KFC on Twitter. That's Evan's account. Mm-hmm. And also the Facebook pages of all three of three different things, Station, myself, and Evan.
Yep.
Check out all that stuff. We appreciate you very much, and thanks for listening. Until next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.